I'm looking at what you've got here, and I'm seeing way more elevation than I realized was here before. And some of it, I'm sure, is because you moved dirt, I suppose. But you were talking about, now people can see it. Kind of elaborate on that, because that's what this is going to set this course apart from a lot of things because of that, because of the elevation stuff.
Yeah, there's nice elevation change in Kane County, but not like this. You have a landfill that has, you know, as much as 150 feet of elevation change. It just needed to be dusted off. We needed to clear some trees out. We needed to clear some sight lines. So the scale of the property is immense. And so the features needed to be just as big to match the scale. So there's some things that were done to, I think, make sure that the experience really matched the interest of the site. A lot of people don't know what's going on here and what a treasure this really is. They're going to get a good chance here in the next year or so.
Now we have two landfills are right in this area that the old course was on. Or the old course was on one of them.
This is the Settlers Hill landfill. The Midway landfill was the original landfill. That was capped about 30 plus years ago. And then there's a newer landfill that does not have the golf course on it. But the Midway landfill has I think 8 to 10, maybe a couple more holes on the landfill itself.
Greg, tell us, it's not the same golf course. You've added a couple of new holes.
We've relocated a couple of par threes and realigned one of the tee shots on a par five. So essentially it's the same routing with a couple of holes that have been kind of adjusted. Same routing, opened it up, wider fairways, more forgiving landing areas, but I think it'll be a test. There's some good stuff out there. Some great collection of par threes, great collection of par fives. And I think you'll find it, you know, if you hit it to the right spot, there's room, but you could get tripped up.
Tell us about the addition of a driving range and also the short course you've created.
Those were desires by the Forest Preserve in the county early on. They wanted a driving range for Settlers Hill. A lot of this was the result of locating an appropriate driving range on this property. And then the four-hole junior course was something that was kind of discussed in terms of how do we get juniors involved. Is there a way to build features in? And we found a way to locate four holes into the property that allow for the kids to get out there. There'll be clinics. There's going to be some fun stuff, and the Wadsworth Foundation is helping fund that.
Now it's really a little deceiving to say it's a new clubhouse. Really, it's a pro shop, snack shop that is going to be built. You've already got the old clubhouse is going to be pretty much a dining facility. Banquet facility.
One of the things that happened was we relocated where the clubhouse is going to be, and in an effort to try to get returning nines and locate the practice range near the clubhouse, we've identified a location in the center of the site for a new clubhouse. Now you have returning nines and access to the practice range. That facility does not have to be that big. It can be, you know, accommodate, you know, your golfers, a small patio, some limited food service. But the existing clubhouse can now be used for any number of things, you know, including larger outings and banquets, as well as the potential for opening up that large hall for junior golf clinics in the winter, where you can put simulators in there and things like that. So there's a lot of uses for this building, not specifically related to just golf. And having the ability to run your golf course and have an outing without them running into each other is going to be a benefit too.
So in effect, we have two clubhouses now.
You'll have two clubhouses or two buildings that provide different experiences and different needs and offer different solutions.
Okay. And this old building, you said something about this one. What's this going to be?
Well, the hope is to repurpose this old limestone building that's been there for about 100 years into some sort of a junior golf or, you know, first tee or hook a kid or any number of things it's a right size and it needs a lot of work. So we'll see if it's going to be structural or not.